Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's full of heat out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's burned out. Act up from northwest, east side.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, get started.
Body and soul, don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the people do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Yo, everybody, everybody, just get into it. Get stupid, get started.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us once again. We began in 2009 and we're approaching 10 years ourselves, so we are very excited to usher in this new year and celebrate our 10th year on air. We can't do it without the sponsors who let us do what we do the way we want to, without any FCC regulations or censorship. All creative control belongs to me, Simply Nay, and that is with many thanks to Stan Omni Media, a diversified digital media platform dedicated to uplifting the voices that are most often silenced, such as a little black girl from Southeast named Simply Nay. Yes, just like me. If you're interested in possibly having a show in the new year or sponsoring a show by advertising your business, service, or product, you can get more information by visiting www.wheredoyoustand.com. That's you, the letter, and not the word. Once again, www.wheredoyoustand.com. There's a sliding scale price point for the number of advertisements you'd like to have, as well as for what's affordable for your business. And you not only receive advertising on our show, you'll be heard on the sibling shows that we have on this network, including the Capital T, Stay Woke DC, and so many others. So today we are going to be engaging in some tight body talk with Alisa Dubois of Tight Body Makeover. The shapewear phenomenon has taken over all of our timelines, including mine. You've seen how they take a beer belly and turn it into like what looks like a six pack. I'm just going to be honest with you. And sure, we've all said we're going to the gym, but this seems to be a quick fix for our pictures in the meantime, in between time. It seems rather convincing, but how do we know what's best for our body type? Is it safe to order from any old sponsored ad? Is the shapewear made to accommodate transgender bodies throughout their transition? Well, we are going to start off the year with body contouring specialist Alisa Dubois of Tight Body Makeover for some straight up uncensored tight body talk. Now, I'm not going to fake it. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, but you got to know that I've been blessed by the waist. By the waist trainer ministry, you got to know that I got a good girdle somewhere in my stash. You have to know that about me. There's no way that you're a plus size lady and you don't. Whether you wear girdles or you don't, big girls, you are beautiful. I will be right back with my soapbox because I have some shit to say.
You are beautiful. Oh, you are beautiful.
That is an artist by the name of Micah with a song called Big Girl. You may have never heard that before, but that's the entire purpose of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. And you've guessed it, I am Simply Nay in your ears on this Sunday. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're heard internationally, and that's because of sponsors like Eve, 4Eve, Online, the premier lesbian dating website and app. I am so pleased to be the spokesperson of this amazing platform set to be launched very soon. I've seen what they're working on, and it's unlike anything that you've ever swiped left or right on. So you want to get lined up. You want to see them on social media everywhere at EVE, the number 4, EVE Online, on their website at www.e4eonline. Now, this soapbox, y'all know, if you've ever listened to the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, you know I get on my soapbox and I talk my shit, B. But if you're new, this is what happens. I speak how I feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. You're welcome to state your opinion, but you don't have a show. So I'm going to get this out of the way. There is a convenience store. I can't quite call the name, but I am very certain of the address. The address is right next to Johnny Boy's Carryout. It's 4125 Southern Avenue Southeast. That whole complex is 4125. So it will be the first shop to your right as you're parking in that complex. We won't be patronizing them anymore. We won't buy a water. We won't walk by. We won't be there anymore. Why, Simply Nay? Why is going there the wrong answer? And let me tell you why. Because I was there, and I was looking to pick up a Red Bull for my wife. And so... typical hood corner store shit. You see other patrons looking to get their hood snacks. I too partake in hood snacks, which is why we'll be having a tight body talk shortly. Neither here nor there, I noticed that there were two young men, young teenage age, who were also trying to get their vittles at the corner store. And they were also waiting for a bus, as they indicated in their conversation and banter back and forth, as one young man was trying to hurry the other young man along. The young man put his items in and proceeded to, his total came up to $5.40. And much like every other young person in the whole entire world who's ever been to the corner store and might not be a genius at math, he didn't have the change that went with the 40, he didn't have the change that went with the 40 cents. With the $5, pardon me. So he didn't have the 40 cents. I had already made up my mind that I was going to give this young man the 40 cents. He proceeded to look in his pockets and, you know, try to come up with the 40 cents. So which his friend was like, man, hurry up, just put something back. I don't want you to miss the bus. I thought that was regal. I had already decided I was going to take care of the young man because, in truth, he could have gathered his items and proceeded to run right on out that store and, you know, been a klepto that day. But he was making a different decision. So I indicated to the man, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. To which the man said, oh, it's going to be $5.40. Now, I have four eyes. You may think it's two, depending on the pictures you're looking at, but on a regular basis, I wear my good glasses because I need them in order to see. And unfortunately, the store clerk was attempting to steal $5 from this young black boy. I swear to God, it is one of the most disgusting things I've ever encountered, I've ever laid my eyes on. And so I had to speak up about it. The young man was extremely appalled. You could tell from his face that he was mad and his feelings was hurt because he was diligently trying to do the right thing, even down to find the 40 cents that he may or may not have had. I really had to make sure I didn't turn into Nene from around the way because this whole situation bothered my spirit from the sole of my feet to the top of my head. And that's because I watched these young men continue to be honest, even though this man had stole his $5. So what did I do? And it's not on the internet. It's not for anybody to see. And please, I'm hoping your New Year's resolution is to not put your kind deeds on social media. But I went ahead and took care of the young man's purchase, as well as restored his $5 that the store clerk stole from him, and to read the store clerk the Riot Act. Because what we're not sent to do ever in my presence, behind my back, in these streets at all, is to take advantage of young people who are trying to do the right thing and steal from them accordingly. What was more so disgusting, and I just want to share this, because sometimes it be us. Hashtag it be us, okay? There was another older gentleman, he might have been in his mid-30s, and that's reaching, who was there to make a purchase as well. Everybody goes to the corner store in the hood. That's just a thing for folks in suburbia. If you're in the royal spots, it's just like your general store. If you're in the south, you're Piggly Wiggly. We do that. The corner store is the same for us. If you are in the inner cities, your bodega, the corner stores are the same thing. It's the same exact thing. He went on to say, you don't know, that little boy could have stole, and he remembered him from some time. I said, or not. I said, because what little boy do you know going to look so hard for 40 cents if he's a thief? Oh, yeah, you right, sweetheart. Sometimes it be us. The entire encounter was disgusting. So I am imploring you. And again, this is not about the good deed that I gave. It's not about giving the child $5. I'm hoping that in your week, you give a child $5 on a regular basis for no reason. And you don't get offended if they don't accept it because their parents might have taught them not to take money from strangers. Just saying. Don't get offended also, just a side note, if a child doesn't want a hug from you because their parent or themselves may have taught them how consent works and how agency works. So I just want to throw that into the community parent space because you know I am Auntie Extraordinaire. I am very much one half of the aunties from the Women of Brewster's Place. I am disgusted at the corner store on Southern Avenue, and we won't be patronizing those people. Someone comes up to you and they say, sweetheart, will you go to the corner store over by Johnny Boys and get me a Mountain Dew? Give them a quick. If they say, sweetheart, can you run right up there and get me some backwoods from that corner store next to the Chinese store by Johnny Boys, you're going to tell them a... That's what we're doing, okay? And before I go, I just want to celebrate positive Black men doing positive things. I know that this is one of the favorite songs of the young men I work at. I work with at my job. So how about a little bit of DaBaby featuring Kevin Gates, Pop Star, and then we'll hear from our guest on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate.
They gonna tell you I went. They gonna tell you I went. They gonna tell you I went. Pop Star.
Pop Star.
They gonna tell you.
Huh?
They probably tell you I went pop.
Huh?
Until a nigga play with me and he get popped.
Yeah.
I'm up on road with BET without my gloss.
Huh?
I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock.
Let's go.
It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot.
Mm-mm.
She ready to eat a nigga up until he locks.
Yeah.
She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a cop. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop.
Huh?
I told her fuck the police.
Yeah.
She right beside me and she sending news.
Let's go.
She fuck my bitches cool, I'm fucking niggas bitches too. If you try my shoes, they ain't gon' fit me and you wear different shoes. Had to dumb it down for them to bite, now it's time to switch my groove.
Okay.
I put a smooth with my little bae, but I could've came with your boo.
Uh-huh.
If you with the shit like I'm with the shit, and they play, they gon' make the news.
Yeah.
I was in your sis on Sunday,
yeah.
At your grandma place, she cool.
Uh-huh.
And if she raised you, I don't want her plate.
No, I ain't even take her food.
No thanks. Baby bougie, he be turning down no kind of hoes. He took my bitch in Nike, I'm rockin' designer clothes. I told her, sorry, I'm not fucking, baby, I'm not a hoe. That bitch is knocking at my door like they was dominoes. They gon' say I went pop,
huh?
Until a nigga play with me and he get popped.
Yeah.
I'm up on road with BET without my gloss.
Huh?
I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock.
Let's go.
It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot.
Mm-mm.
She ready to eat a nigga up until he locks.
Yeah.
She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a cop.
Mm.
Now she got her hands behind.
down the air like I'm a cop. I told her, fuck the police.
Yeah.
Taking a trip to Mexico, I'm coming right back in town. I sell a lot of Fetty Co, been trying to slow it down. It's taking a four, I put a two on that, and then I make it bounce. I took a 36 to 108 and weigh up every ounce. I'm a plug, working a drug hub out in H-Town. Hey, what up? You my little love bug, you with gays now. Penetrate while I grip a waist, push a face down. Concentrate, boom, with that bass, making grays sound. Got a graveyard up under my belt, more murders than New Mexico. Dirt around extension, many glizzy, and I'm in the cartel, I got control in this bitch. Still a fuck you for a show and get you showed in this bitch. Tread when a done died, a bitch, me Puerto Rico gangland. 100 bricks ain't nothing, I push the button and make the plane land. Show some of you niggas how to grind up out the hole. Then I tied you in with Migo, then I got you another load.
Yeah, he just told you how to pop, until a nigga play with me and he get popped.
Yeah,
I'm up on road at BET without my Glock. I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock.
Let's go.
It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot.
She ready to eat a nigga up until he locked.
Yeah.
She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a car. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop. I told her, fuck the police.
Yeah.
And we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm right back here where I'm supposed to be. Shout out to the baby and Kevin Gates with that song, Pop Star. It's a real nice little, I'm reminded of how I felt about Cash Money back in the day when I hear the baby and whoever he's on a record with. They love the baby, little baby, all the babies. The only way I can tell the difference is the baby is the one with complete diamond teeth, right? That's amazing, right? Complete diamond teeth. Yes, he does. He has them. He has them. We are sponsored by Locks and Cosplay. Locks and Cosplay is an initiative to encourage those with locks to wear their locks and their cosplay proudly. I am excited to have been chosen to be one of the official brand ambassadors for this initiative. Check them out at a con near you or follow them on social media at locks, L-O-C-S dot A-N-D dot cosplay, C-O-S-P-L-A-Y. Now, as I promised, we're going to have Tight Body Talk with Elisa Dubois, and she is live on the line. Thank you so much for joining me on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay today.
Thank you so much for having me, Simply Nay. Thank you so much.
Have you been enjoying the show thus far?
I have. I absolutely
So I wanted
have.
To take a moment, if you will, to introduce yourself to our listeners. We're heard internationally. Be sure to include your gender pronouns for folks.
Okay, I am Elisa Dubois. My preferred pronouns are she, her, and hers. I am excited to be here this evening, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to share knowledge and education that leads to empowerment around this topic, and I'm also here to share a bit of my story. So it's I'm going to also share how I got started and being passionate about shapewear, and that's something that I think everyone can benefit from this evening.
Definitely. I think that was something we definitely had wanted to ask you, but I want to start with, what do you think is the biggest myth for somebody who's weary and doesn't even know if they're going to continue to listen? What do you think is the biggest myth behind shapewear that folks should just sit on down and be willing to hear you out on, because we're going to clear it up today on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay?
A lot of folks feel as though they don't need shapewear. That's one of the biggest myths. I think that as a woman who used to be much larger and used to really wear shapewear a lot, because I have to tell you, I've worn pretty much a girdle off and on since I was in the sixth grade. And the reason being is because I've always been a woman or a girl that that was developed at an early age. And so back when I grew up, it wasn't appropriate to have your assets moving around, if you will. You know, as
right.
a young child, you had to have things very together and compact and very complementary, because you didn't want to attract what I guess our parents would say unwanted attention. So I've worn some type of shapewear pretty much since the sixth grade. And as a child who struggled with weight off and on, I also struggled with confidence. So the shapewear not only helped me to look smooth and neat, but it also helped with my confidence. And I think as we grow into adulthood, and now that we are very much body positive, no matter what our size is, there is still a need for shapewear, because the key is not to just look smooth and neat, but it's also to look complementary. And oftentimes, certain outfits we have to be very careful of wearing because they don't complement our shape. And so that's something that I definitely want to let people know, is that every body type can benefit from some type of shapewear. Shapewear isn't always about just making the love handles into sexy curves. It's about being able to reshape the body for a certain look or for a certain feel.
Well, you said something profound that was gospel. You said too many people think they don't need shapewear, but they do. Can you take us back to six-year-old you and how your parents introduced you to shapewear?
Yes, I'll never forget. My mom was an advocate shapewear wearer. I am a seasoned woman, I'll tell you that. I'm over 30, and I've seen a lot of shapewear. My mom used to wear what I would call, well, those who are old enough to know, something called a long line bra. The long line bra would help to turn those love handles into sexy curves. It would smooth out all the back fat and things of that nature. She would wear that along with a long line girdle as well that would come all the way down to the knees, tighten the thighs, lift the butt. I mean, basically, you look very statuesque. And so I remember seeing her get dressed for church and putting on this armor. And I just sit there fascinated, because you could actually see her build a better body as the morning went on. And once she got dressed for church, she was just snatched to the nines and looked beautiful, even more beautiful. And so as a young woman that was in the sixth grade, because I was I was pretty developed in the sixth grade, and my mom was like, oh, no, we're not having a lot of that being unleashed,
right.
You know, without it being tamed. So she actually put me in one of her girdles, because even in the sixth grade, I was at a size that I was able to wear one of my mom's girdles. So I put on this thing, and I was like, okay. Of course, as a young girl in the sixth grade, it wasn't something I was used to. So my mom gave me her education on it. And basically her education was, you're going to wear it. And so, because again, as a young girl who had developed early, we had to make sure that things were kept tight and neat and smooth and complimentary. So I used to hate wearing it, because I kind of got that you'd better wear it or else kind of talk. But as I wore it more and more, and I started to feel better, because I was an overweight child at several points in my childhood. So being able to wear that shapewear not only just helped me to look better, but it helped me to feel better, because I was also someone that was often teased because of my weight as well. So having on that piece of shapewear built my confidence, and it helped me to start living from within, so to speak, and not being afraid and being able to have that confidence to, you know, let people know, no, you can't make fun of me like that. So it really helped me in terms of building that momentum toward my body confidence as a child.
Now, excuse me, was your mother what we would consider plus size, or did she just wear shapewear very much in line with the style and respectability politics that you spoke of previously?
Initially, she did need to use the shapewear because she had trouble with weight. My mother and a lot of my aunts have been what I call voluptuous women for a long time. And she would gain and lose weight back and forth, but she always had some type of shapewear. And people have to realize shapewear is not just a girdle. You know, a bra is considered shapewear because it actually reshapes the breast and repositions the breast on the body. So shapewear is just more than girdles. So that's something that my mother always wore. She always had some type of shapewear on, but specifically shapewear to redefine the waistline and help to minimize the appearance of weight.
Wow. We are going to take a music break, but when I come back, I want to talk about how that has translated, your own weight loss journey has translated into an income generator for you and a passion for shapewear in a way that has even benefited my own personal life. Can you stick with us a little longer?
Absolutely. I'll be right here.
Definitely. So, ladies, gentlemen, as you know, on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, non-binaries, folks who don't even use any of these terms, because gender is a concept. Check us out. Our next song is going to go with the theme. You've got to catch on. We're smart people here. So our playlist always goes with what we're talking about. So if you've noticed, of course, Let's Get It Started was for the new year, so that one doesn't count. And then, of course, our song for the DaBaby was the young men that we were speaking of. But the theme overall, the songs that are dedicated to the thick, voluptuous women. And next up, we've got a throwback from a long way back. You'll appreciate it as we welcome a new decade. Nelly, Thicky, Thicky, Thick Girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
been on the south until they urge and dial tones from telephones just to get them rats back home. Come watch the bedrock like Flintstone. But sun too strong, so the smoke your sack is fat and sound.
You know,
drive me nuts like planets, hawking the like a hoof Atlanta. I ban you from the smoke out straight. Who you think you f***ing with? Trying to play me like Jim Carrey and pull some dumb and then some dumb. Stomp it like a step show.
Grab hold,
then I let go.
Flows
and split that ass like G-strings upon these rat holes. I pose as a threat to hit any one of you f***ing rats. Spit some game and get a bird. Come watch this tag team like Freebird. Say the word, I'll be at the rat with all my partners. Straight lounging with a pocket full of rubbers that have a thousand. Go make the announcement. Spark more dynamite than good time. Want both girl like prime time. Want real highs and thick thighs. Take pride in my stabbing. Head boys, you be grabbing. Got them banging the wall so hard the neighbors calling, asking you what happened.
See a lady, what's going on over there? Sounds like you guys are going crazy.
On the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. I am Simply Nate in full effect. If you'd like to advertise your product, service, business on our show, we're heard in over 200 countries. Please go visit www.wheredoyoustand.com/radio. You want to hover over where it says sponsor and let's talk more about it. I'm here having tight body talk with Aliza Dubois, and she is schooling us as we look further into the shapewear phenomenon. And a quote from the conversation, in case you missed it, that just blew my mind, is bra is considered shapewear because it reshapes your breasts. You learned it here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. Aliza, we have you back?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yes. Do you remember that old Nelly song?
Yes, yes, it was one of the voluptuous girl anthems, I'm telling you.
Yes, it was. You couldn't have told me shit on a Ritz cracker, okay? He was talking to me. That song specifically was the first time that I knew and had heard language that there was a preference for plus size women. Before that, I didn't even know that there were people who were with it, you know?
Exactly, because that wasn't really publicized in mainstream media
at all.
At all. Mm-hmm.
At all. So how did you learn that for some being plus size and BBWs, there's just a whole lane for that. There's a whole ministry. How did you discover that?
You know, just as a woman who was in that movement, because as a child, like I said, I went back and forth with weight. And as I grew up, I started learning all these terms. Like, for instance, we were called fat, P-H-A-T. And then
mm-hmm.
there was also the term Rubenesque, which was pretty much used in the art world. But then we as oversized and plus size women started to use that term even more. So there were different terms that we used to use to really affirm our shape. But as we go on, we have to really learn to have that type of shapewear that complements our shape, because most people don't realize that there's different shapewear for different body types, and there are multiple body types. For instance, I'll go over the main four. There's apple shape. If you're a person that has a bigger belly and smaller legs, that's an apple-shaped person. There's also a pear-shaped person, a person that's smaller up top, small shoulders, voluptuous hips, small waist. There's also the term triangular-shaped, more like an athletic shape with broad shoulders. And that would be an inverted triangle, actually. Broad shoulders, very thin, small waist. And then there's that person that has the round shape, kind of like an apple, but still has enough shape where you can define curves on them. So with that being the four major body types, there's actually different shapewear that complements all of those four body types. And most people don't know that. Most people just feel like, I need a girdle, I need shapewear, I have to go to an event, let me just go to the local store and get something. But if you really want something to complement your shape, you have to really consider body types.
So take us to when you decided that this was going to be your thing. Was it intentional, okay, or was it something that just happened to you?
No, it was very intentional. I actually started on yet another weight loss journey January of 2010. So actually, yeah, we're coming up on my 10-year anniversary as well. With my journey, it was January 23rd, 2010, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I decided that I was going to try another weight loss protocol that I had heard of. And so I got some information, went to talk to some people about it, and decided I was going to try it. And so this particular protocol was something like I had never heard of before. And I have tried a lot of the popular weight loss programs out there. And I've worn shapewear pretty much off and on throughout most of my adult life as well. So with this particular protocol, the thing that attracted me to it was the fact that there was a medical grade shapewear that could create a transformation for my body within just 10 minutes. Now, when I say transformation, I mean definite physical transformation in terms of putting on a garment that can lift my breast, flatten my tummy, smooth my thighs, lift my butt, also give me great back support, improving my posture that helps me to really look and feel more confident. So when I put on this medical grade shapewear that did all of that within 10 minutes, automatically my confidence was boosted. And I got to thinking, I said, as a person who struggled with weight off and on, if I feel this good by putting on this shapewear and using this protocol to assist with weight loss, how many people can I help? How many people can I empower to feel this way and help them to achieve the transformation they're looking for? So what excited me was the way that I really, really felt when I put it on, because a lot of times when we wear shapewear, it's begrudgingly. We wear it because, I'm going to this cocktail party, I got to have something to put on, or, I'm going to the high school reunion, I gotta figure out how to look better, I got to buy something. That's how we usually come into shape, where it's not like, I'm wearing this outfit today, what should I wear to complement my body type in this particular outfit? Usually that's not the way in which we do it. But with this particular medical grade garment, I was like, this is something that feels good, I can wear it every day. And because it helps my confidence, this is something that's going to help me long term, because this particular medical grade garment was made out of a fabric that works with your body heat to help you lose weight. Now, when I first heard about that, I said, okay, it sounds gimmicky. Again, let me do my research. And I learned that there's actually a science of reshaping, where this medical grade fabric called polyamide works with your body temperature. And when you put it on, it raises your body temperature 1.5 to 1.7%. Now, that's not enough to give you a hot flash, as I know most people are thinking, I can't put on something that makes me hot. But it's just enough to increase your metabolism so that your body goes into fat-burning mode. So if there's a need or desire to lose weight, these garments can help you do that as well. And so with that in mind, I automatically started thinking of so many people that were also struggling with this issue and could benefit from it. And as a result of using this two-step protocol with the medical-grade reshaping garments and cellular nutrition, I was able to release 30 pounds in 5 weeks. Now, when that happened, the first thing I did was go to the doctor, because I had never lost that much weight in a short period of time. The doctor was like, you're fine, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because she had been after me to lose weight anyway. So once I kind of got that green light from my doctor, I was really excited, and I started sharing this protocol with everyone. Well, as a result of this being 10 years ago, it got to the point where it started commanding my attention. So I decided to actually leave my job in real estate to go ahead and start being a global reshaping specialist by spreading the word about these garments, because as I said, there's so many different types of garments, and there's so many different types of garments that serve so many different body types and different communities. Because one of the reasons why I also got into the shapewear business was because I wanted to be able to serve more people in the LGBTQ community. And as a person who knows many transgendered people that are going through different phases of a transition, I wanted to be able to utilize those garments to help them through the various stages of that transition. So that's another reason why I became very, very passionate, because I wanted to serve several communities with this initiative. And it's been an awesome blessing to be able to come in contact and bless so many people.
Now, you said you lost 30 pounds in 5 weeks. You said that it's medical grade. Now, after this song, we need to know how to get it, and we want to run down some of the benefits, not just for cisgender individuals, but some of the options and benefits for our trans siblings. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
All right, and here's another song, especially for the big girls. This is Cupcake with Biggie Smalls.
Instagram hoes shouldn't be our goals. Look past the post, she photoshopped her rose. Filter so bright, she don't think black clothes. That 30-inch weave is to cover her back rolls. It's shocking to you, but not to me. People turning insecurities to mockery. Shit, I could beat the end, the overweight won't bother me. I'm still choose Burger King over broccoli. I love every inch of my body. Don't compare me to shawty. Size 7 or 11, I'ma still be a hottie. I dial 0 to the lobby. Chop up my stay like karate. Send it up with 10 cups, cause I drip pop like a hobby. I'm thinking rooftop party. Hell yeah, it's about to go up. So shorty put her finger down her mouth. She trying to throw up. So she won't gain weight from listening to the hate. Can't give a fool for thought. She'll think her brain gaining weight. Eating disorders, scarier than horror. She in a buffet and only order of water. Yeah, that cray, and make you fight your craze. Stretch marks in a bikini, I'm that damn brave. I used to think model tag meant skinny as fuck. So Ashley Graham came through and started fucking shit up. On cover after cover with no tummy tuck. Straight serves with the curves and got her money up. Call it Biggie Small, call it Biggie Small. 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 Big or small, I love you all. Medium, large, extra large, or 4X. Size is just size, one ain't better than the next. Reaching for my food is the only time I stretch. Can't you see I love me and I'm feeling my best? Confidence on 10, I can't break like commercials. Try again and again like you in rehearsal. Stripes on my body looking like Tony the Tiger. Shit so fire, everybody is fire. Body of all shapes, no difference, they all great. I'm eating out the pot if you make me a small plate. You could call me fat or anything under the sun. Afterwards, I'ma still go buy a honey bun. Add a lasso on once, man, it's clear as day. Go to doctors to get implants, but they rent ain't paid. Straight up, fuck dude if you don't like small boobs. Manipulating your mind like you've been a lost fool. Give him the boot like that. Tell a nigga bye-bye. Nigga point my flaws out, we about to play I spy nigga with a big ass head. And we ain't talking about that one in between his legs. If you ain't got no ass, just hit a couple squats. Ain't no need for a doctor, inject bus shot. Don't turn to the media looking for what's hot. They'll see your ass wrong like driver's drinking a rock. Epic fail on the scale, but she still looking swell. Gotta get well, be like a snail, come up out of that shell. Think she big like a whale, the other things she do frail. Both gotta understand that she's gorgeous as hell. Call it Biggie Small, call it Biggie Small. 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 Big or small, I love you all. Big or small, I love you all. Big or small, I love you all. Big or small, it's who you are.
Play what you want, that baby wipes her face off. That cupcake is big and small. There's just so many quotables in that song. We like to bring you the best from all over. If you'd like to have your music played
on the One Mic Stand with Simply Mae. Email us info@wheredoyoustand.com. Be sure to put music submission in the subject and attach an MP4 of your song. It does not have to be censored because we are not FCC regulated. Again, that was Cupcake with Biggie Smalls, and you're tuned into the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Now back to this tight body talk with Elisa. We have a couple of anonymous questions, but we want to get straight to, because it's everything I pretty much just asked you, what are the benefits of shapewear specifically for trans bodies?
For trans bodies, it helps with the transition from pre-op to post-op. And there are certain types of shapewear that helps throughout all parts of the transition. And oftentimes, there's a challenge because insurance companies only pay for a few of those items. And we all know that we wear more than one piece of underwear. So you need more than one binder. You need more of one of everything when you're going through a transition of that magnitude. So we have garments that can help with both top and bottom surgery throughout all of the transition. And there's also very few companies out there that are owned by LGBTQ individuals that offer shapewear for transgender communities. So we need to definitely let that be known, because the interaction is different. You know, I do private consultations. I also do private events and parties. So if you are a transgendered person that wants to invite over a few people and have a group consultation about something, we can do that. You don't always have to go and just meet one-on-one with your doctor or one-on-one with the company that you're going to be buying your reshaping items from. You know, there's a certain level of comfort being able to come together or at least do a one-on-one meeting where you have a certain comfort level. So that's something I wanted to share as well.
You mentioned medical grade being the quality of this shapewear. Could you give about three signs that the shapewear someone's wearing is not quality material?
Yes. First of all, most shapewear that you buy in the popular stores, they're meant to be worn very sparingly for events. Like I talked about, the cocktail party or the high school reunion, or you're going to, you know, the Fantasia concert, something like that. So the quality over time, when you launder it, you're going to see signs of wear and tear. You're going to see a lot of the elastic or the material that's on the leg to keep it from rolling up, that's going to pill. And that pills over time, but oftentimes within the third and fourth washing, it will begin to pill, because it's not something that's meant to be worn for years and years and years. It's meant to be worn for events every now and then. Also, a lot of these garments are made to just come up under the bra, and they're going to roll down. Now, that has to do with quality of the garment, but it also has to do with the fact that that's not the type of shapewear for your body type. So there could be a couple things going on there. Also, a lot of the medical grade shapewear is made in such a way that you can also wear it as an outer garment. For instance, we have something that looks like a vest, but it's really a corset, and you can wear it under your clothing for back support and to smooth out the love handles and to minimize the waist area. But you can also wear it, especially in a color like black, and you can wear it with a blouse, or you can turn it into an outfit. And that's one of the things that I started doing, because most people, like I said, begrudgingly start with shapewear. But when I started introducing the fact that certain types of our shapewear, you can turn it into an outfit and actually leverage that investment into more than just an undergarment, people started really getting excited about it. So being able to put that into an outfit and wear it, no one would ever know that it's a corset until you tell them. So that's an awesome option to have, especially when you start investing in medical grade shapewear, which is an investment, but it can give you a great return because of what it does to the body.
Now, when you say investment, can you give us a price point for what folks can expect to pay for quality
piece of shapewear, because folks thinking they're going to Foreman Mills and coming out with a good girdle.
Yes, it is an investment, but it's an investment that can give a great return. Usually, depending on how you pay for it, and I'll explain that in a second, you can pay anywhere from like $60 to about $150. And that's because we have so many different types of shapewear. We have shapewear that helps to build a bigger butt, if that's what you want. We have shapewear that helps to minimize the butt. We have shapewear that helps to minimize the waist in several different ways. We have shapewear that helps to lift and create a bigger bust, a smaller bust. There's certain things that our shapewear does, and depending on what it is, we definitely can show you the range of garments that helps to achieve that goal.
Well, I want to ask you before we go, we only have a few more minutes in the show. How can people get in contact with you if they're interested in your services or to talk further?
Yes, absolutely. I'm on all forms of social media. To make it easy, we'll hone it down to one. You can find me on Facebook at Tight Body Makeover. You can also contact me. If you want to talk to me, you'll be able to click on a link on Facebook that will get to my phone. And if you want to check out the website and shop and do some research and find out an additional information, you can do that as well through Facebook. Tight Body Makeover.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Before we get into our final song of the evening, I wanted to ask if you could leave an encouraging word for someone who's on the fence about whether or not they should take a shapewear journey. What would you say to them as someone who's been in the game for a mighty long time?
I would tell them to definitely take a look. This is not your mama's girdle. And that's what I tell people. Shapewear has evolved over the years, and with the particular shapewear that I utilize through Artist Life, the shapewear is totally different. You can leverage it as an outfit, which helps to actually solidify your investment, because most shapewear you only wear under your clothing. So I would say leverage shapewear, because now it's not your mama's girdle.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And repeat your contact information one more time in case somebody wasn't using both ears.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Tight Body Makeover. Tight Body Makeover on Facebook.
And we are going to close out this episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay with an ode to the big girls from the President Saint of All Things Plus Size, Lizzo, featuring her ancestor, Missy Elliott, who did it first. Thank y'all, don't know. Y'all ain't old enough, and it's okay. You don't know. You don't know, but I'm here to tell you on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Tune in next week, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be right here, and hopefully you'll be here with us. Lizzo, bring in the tempo.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity pity pat. Look at my ass, it's fitty fitty fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Pour me a glass, boy, I like my water wet. Throw it back. Catch that. I need a jack for all of this ass, but it won't go flat. Baby, baby. Some of this cake. He look like he could gain a little weight. Lick the icing off, put the rest in your face. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Boyfriend watching, oh, now you wanna knuckle up. Get on this ride, baby, you gon' have to buckle up. Thick thighs, they fly, call me little buttercup. All means necessary. My ass is not an accessory. Yeah, I said it, accessory. twerk skills up on legendary. Slow songs, they some skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs, they some skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo. Girls down on a brrr. Ice on my neck like brrr. I'm big bone with nice curr. Look at me, I know I look good. Look good, look good, look good. I'ma show y'all chicks how to do. Yo nigga, he would she could. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs in the city hall. Fuck it up to the tempo.
Girl, run that shit back.